Hi everybody, welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Merry Christmas everybody!
Oh, Merry Christmas everyone! Of course, it's December, so we need to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
We're not really dressed in Christmassy colours, are we?
No, because Taiwan's Christmases are kind of warm.
That's true.
And we can't wear green, because we've got a green screen.
That's a good point. We could have worn red. I'm wearing purple, which is more of the Easter colour.
Yeah, so I'm wearing blue, which is nothing.
No.
Easter? I don't know.
No. Blue is the colour you turn when it's very cold outside.
Yes.
And Christmas is in winter.
Yes.
When it's cold.
Right.
So are you a fan of the Christmas holidays?
I am more now. But
okay.
It seems that I look forward to the times when I can go back to the UK and have Christmas, because I've found I've really, after about 8 years, I've started to miss them a bit more.
Yeah.
I went home last Christmas for the first time in 8 years, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
How
okay.
about you?
I do. I've always liked Christmas, and kind of like you, I find the more I try to make it like Christmas in Taiwan, away from all my family, the sort of
less
the more I miss them,
yes.
and the less fun it is. But you're right, going home is great.
It's great.
A kid, as I said, I loved Christmas. My sister and I would be so excited about the decorations, the food.
Oh, the food!
The presents. Did I mention the food?
The food is what we're going to talk about today. So let's read through the article and find out about Christmas food.
Reading.
A Very TLC Christmas. Jamie's Night Before Christmas. Visions of a Christmas feast dance through your imagination. You picture the golden brown turkey, roast potatoes, tender vegetables, and the finishing touch, mouth-watering gravy. However, when you come back to reality, you realize preparing this feast is no simple task. Luckily, world famous chef Jamie Oliver, among many others, is ready to share his Christmas dinner secrets. Planning all the dishes in a Christmas dinner can be difficult. On TLC's Jamie's Night Before Christmas, Jamie develops a surefire plan for cooking an excellent Christmas dinner. As the turkey takes hours to cook, it seems like the obvious first step. Before it goes in the oven, though, it needs stuffing. This mix of bread, vegetables, spices, and more will give the turkey its flavor. Next up are the potatoes, roasted perfectly, and carrots cooked in orange juice and butter. What is a better way to wash it all down than with a Christmas drink? Watch Jamie closely as he throws together some sweet and spicy ingredients to create the perfect holiday cocktail.
All right, so our article begins by saying, visions of a Christmas feast dance through your imagination. So that means you're thinking about all this Christmas food, you're just imagining it all. Because a feast is a large meal, usually with many courses. Mm-hmm. So starter, soup, middle, big main course, and puddings, more puddings. And the feasts are often eaten on special occasions with many other people. So we could say roast turkey is the main dish in a typical Thanksgiving feast.
That's right. So here to give you some of these images or visions of a Christmas feast, it says you picture the golden brown turkey, roast potatoes, tender vegetables, and the finishing touch, mouth-watering gravy. Well, that is a very good picture of Christmas feast. Of course, the turkey is there, golden brown, that's the skin, kind of like a roast chicken. We have our potatoes, our vegetables, and the gravy, that's the sort of sauce that goes with the turkey. It also goes with the vegetables and the potatoes and basically everything.
Else,
because gravy is the best. Now we have this word roast. To roast is basically, first of all, it's an adjective. It can also be a verb, and it's basically a way of cooking meat. When you're roasting meat, you're cooking it over a fire. You're often turning it quite slowly, kind of like barbecue. You could say barbecue.
Yeah, or you can put it in
form
an
of
oven.
Roasting, or you can put it in an oven. The point is you're not boiling it.
No.
You're not frying it with oil. You're basically cooking it in hot, hot air over a long period of time. And yes, many types of meat are roasted because it makes the meat soft.
Yep, roast beef,
cooks.
Roast ham, roast duck, roast chicken.
Yeah. All of those things can
and be roast potatoes.
And roast potatoes, that's
vegetables
right.
can
Absolutely.
Be roasted too.
And we have an example sentence. It says, in the UK, roast beef is a typical part of a Sunday dinner.
So it that sure would be is.
Beef from a cow, not turkey from a
turkey.
Yes.
Now, when we talked about the gravy, we said it was the finishing touch.
Mm.
And the finishing touch is today's shortcut for you. So let's watch this video to put the finishing touch on your education concerning this phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Wow, this cake looks amazing.
Yes, it's almost ready.
Right, now for the finishing touch.
Touch? No, don't touch it.
The finishing touch is something you add or do to make something complete.
I see, the finishing touch is 最后的润饰.
Exactly. Now for the finishing touch, a cherry on top.
Cherry? Do we have cherries?
I thought we did. Okay, never mind. The finishing touch is a candle.
I don't think we have any candles.
Okay, no finishing touch. This cake is perfect as is.
Welcome back. So, the finishing touch, this is the final either effort or something you add or an action you take to complete something. For example, the chocolate guitar decoration on the birthday cake was the perfect finishing touch for a musician such as yourself.
Yeah.
Chocolate bass guitar.
There you go. Now, it doesn't always have to do with cooking. We could also say, you know, putting on a nice hat was the finishing touch in the woman's beautiful outfit. It was the final, last, perfect detail to make everything exactly right. What was the finishing touch in our Christmas meal?
Gravy.
It was gravy. As I mentioned, this is a sauce that is served along with meat and other types of food. Generally, it's made of the fat of the meat, then mixed with flour or something like that. It's generally brown in color, has sort of a salty, meaty flavor, and it's very, very delicious with many kinds of food, not just turkey, but gravy, roast beef, even chicken. You can have gravy along with. It's very delicious. For example, gravy is used to add flavor to meat.
There we go.
That's delicious.
Now, however, after thinking about this food, when you come back to reality, you realize preparing this feast is no simple task.
Good point.
It's going to be very difficult. Now, you come back to reality. Reality is spelled R-E-A-L-I-T-Y. Reality. And we mean by this the real world, not a dream, not a made-up world in a book or a movie. It's real, here, now, where actions have consequences and getting things right means hard work. That's reality. For example, we could say many of the things we see in movies would be impossible in reality.
Really?
Yeah, afraid so.
You can't drive a car from the top of a building onto a moving train?
No.
That's hard?
I've tried. It can't
James
be done.
James Bond does it all the time.
Anyway.
Anyways, back to the article. It says, luckily, world-famous chef Jamie Oliver, among many others, is ready to share his Christmas dinner secrets. That's right. Christmas dinner is a big meal for everyone in the West, and so there are a lot of different cookbooks and chefs giving you advice. What is a chef? Well, a chef, spelled C-H-E-F, chef is a professional cook, someone who cooks in a restaurant, in a hotel. It's their job, and they probably have many years of training. A cook might be someone who makes simple food. A chef will be trained in many styles of food and maybe an expert in some styles. For example, these days, many famous chefs have their own TV shows.
They
write cookbooks and things like that.
Including Jamie Oliver.
He does. Yes, he does.
Now, the article says planning all the dishes in a Christmas dinner can be difficult.
Lots of
work. Because there are so many things and you've got to prepare it all so it's ready all at the same time.
That's
Timing right. is a big part of this.
It is, yes.
So the article continues and says, on TLC's Jamie's Night Before Christmas, so that's the name of the show, Jamie develops a surefire plan for cooking an excellent Christmas dinner. Now, if something is surefire, this is an adjective phrase, and it will describe something that is certain to be successful. A surefire plan means a plan that will work. Here's another sentence. The man came up with a surefire money-making idea.
Ah.
So one that will definitely make him money.
Okay, well, good for him. Back to the article, it says, as the turkey takes hours to cook, it seems like the obvious first step. Yes, very true. Turkeys are very large birds, so they do take hours, 6, 7, 8 hours sometimes to cook. So starting there, starting with that first, is the obvious first step or the obvious first thing you must do. Obvious is an adjective. It's spelled O-B-V-I-O-U-S. If something is obvious, it's clear to see, it's easy to understand. If it's raining and you go outside, you will get wet if you don't have an umbrella. It's obvious. Anyone can see it. It's not hidden. It's not difficult to understand. It's obvious. It's right in front of you. For example, there was no obvious answer to the question. It was a real puzzle.
It was difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to do the turkey first because everything else takes less time.
Much less time.
So you need to start with the turkey and plan everything else. Mm. But, as the article says, before it goes into the oven, though, it needs stuffing.
Oh, yes, it does.
Okay, now stuffing is a noun. We can also use stuff as a verb to kind of push stuff into something fast and in a rough way. But stuffing as a noun means this mixture of ingredients that you put inside a turkey or a duck or other meat to add flavor. Now, you can buy packs of pre-made stuffing in supermarkets, or you can just make your own. And that's what Jamie is going to do here. Ah. We'll find out exactly what's in it.
That's right. Let's get the recipe. It says this mix of bread, vegetables, spices, and more will give the turkey its flavor. Very, very nice. So, yes, it's a mixture of bread. Mostly it's bread.
Bread crumbs.
Dry bread. Yeah. You break it up, and then you throw in some onions, maybe some spices and herbs, oregano, sage, whatever you like. Some salt and pepper, too. Mm-hmm. And you have a delicious stuffing. One of the things we mentioned there, spice. This noun, we often use it in the plural, spices.
Yep.
This noun is basically a plant. Sorry, it's spelled S-P-I-C-E, of course, spice. And basically, these are plants, often dried plants, that are added to food for flavor. Sometimes they have a bit of a hot flavor. So think of chilies and things like that as spices. Spices and herbs, H-E-R-B, or herbs, are very, very similar. And they're basically all plants that are added to food to make the flavor better or different or just a lot tastier. And yes, when we talk about flavor, we're talking about food too, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. Flavor is a noun and it's the taste of something.
Mm.
And its flavor is usually different from how other things taste.
Right.
So it's easy to identify. Strawberry flavor ice cream, chocolate flavor. This is, you know, spicy flavor, sweet flavor, bitter flavor. Now, when we say adding flavor to something, we mean to make it taste a bit different and usually better. Here's a good cooking tip. Dried fruit can be added to turkey stuffing.
Really?
To give it a sweet flavor.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe raisins or dates or some other dried fruit.
You can put a few
in there. You get some cranberry, another one.
Okay,
cranberry
so the turkey
stuffing.
Is roasting. The stuffing is being prepared. Mm-hmm. What's next? It says next up are the potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, potatoes and meat go along very, very well, from French fries with steak to roast potatoes with turkey or chicken. So you have the potatoes roasted perfectly. And for vegetables, carrots cooked in orange juice and butter.
Now, that's an interesting one.
Butter is not too surprising, but orange juice will give it a sweeter flavor.
Sweet, tangy kind of flavor.
Yeah.
That'll go as a good kind of balance to the potatoes and the meat.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, now the article then says, what is a better way to wash it all down than with a Christmas drink?
I almost forgot.
We have
to have a nice drink.
Got to get something to drink. Now, when we say wash something down, we mean to drink something in order to, it could just help you with swallowing. If
sure.
you have water, it will help you swallow the food and maybe clean your mouth.
Yeah.
But other kinds of drink can be used to improve the flavor of food.
Yes.
You can match things, you know, a different kind of wine with a different kind of food.
Sure.
Beer with food.
Milkshake with a hamburger.
Food. Exactly. And it like improves that. The overall flavor. For example, Terry always has a glass of water when he eats to help wash down the food.
So what type of drink is Jamie going to make? It says, watch Jamie closely as he throws together some sweet and spicy ingredients, maybe using some herbs and spices, to create the perfect holiday cocktail. And here we have another phrasal verb, throw together. When you throw something together, you put it together, you organize it very, very quickly. There's not a lot of planning. You might make a few mistakes, but it'll be fine. For example, if you suddenly realize that tomorrow is your girlfriend or boyfriend's birthday, you might have to throw together a party in just one day. It might not be the best party in the fancy hotel, but it can still be fun because it happens at the last minute. And we were throwing together ingredients. With all this talk of food, we should mention what ingredients are.
Yep, ingredients are any of the foods that make up a complete dish.
There you go.
For a cake, it could be butter, eggs, and stuff. We're not making a cake here, though. We're making a cocktail.
We are. A cocktail is C-O-C-K-T-A-I-L. A cocktail is a drink often made with alcohol, but can be made with just juices. But the idea here is you're blending different things. So if you take even something like an orange juice, some orange juice and some pineapple juice, that could be a fruit juice cocktail. Mm-hmm. And if you add in some alcohol, that would be more of an adult cocktail. But you're blending things that taste good together into a new style of drink. For example, James Bond went to the casino and ordered a cocktail.
Yes, he did.
A martini shaken, not stirred.
Exactly. Always. Now that is the end of the first part of the article, and Jamie's part, he'll hand over to another chef tomorrow.
But I'm hungry.
I know, but right now we've got to go to our For You Chat question.
Okay.
For You Chat.
So, the question is, how do you prepare for a holiday meal, could be Christmas, could be another one, at your house?
How do I prepare for a... Well, usually I go, Mom, when's dinner? I'm hungry. I try to help out, but my mom is sort of like a typhoon in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And if I get in her way, I'll get hurt and she'll get mad. But I try to help out with a few things.
Yeah, ours is a family effort. My mom is generally in charge, but she might be delegating, which means giving some tasks to
Cut
other people.
Some vegetables.
Peel the potatoes.
Baste
boil,
the turkey.
Yeah, do some of the smaller jobs so she can concentrate on the main stuff. Take this out, put this in.
Another thing that I do remember doing is making cocktails for some of my relatives.
Okay, that's my dad is in charge of the drinks.
The relatives might come and the turkey might still have, you know, 45 minutes or an hour to prepare. So you do have to entertain people by being a host. I was quite good at that.
Okay.
So.
Well, that is the end of the first part of the article. As we said, these are Jamie's tips, but we'll be back tomorrow to see another chef do some very different things with Christmas feasts.
Interesting.
Join us for that. Bye for now.
Take care.
A Very TLC Christmas. Jamie's Night Before Christmas. Visions of a Christmas feast dance through your imagination. You picture the golden brown turkey, roast potatoes, tender vegetables, and the finishing touch, mouth-watering gravy. However, when you come back to reality, you realize preparing this feast is no simple task. Luckily, world famous chef Jamie Oliver, among many others, is ready to share his Christmas dinner secrets. Planning all the dishes in a Christmas dinner can be difficult. On TLC's Jamie's Night Before Christmas, Jamie develops a surefire plan for cooking an excellent Christmas dinner. As the turkey takes hours to cook, it seems like the obvious first step. Before it goes in the oven, though, it needs stuffing. This mix of bread, vegetables, spices, and more will give the turkey its flavor. Next up are the potatoes, roasted perfectly, and carrots cooked in orange juice and butter. What is a better way to wash it all down than with a Christmas drink? Watch Jamie closely as he throws together some sweet and spicy ingredients to create the perfect holiday cocktail.
Vocabulary Review. Roast. Can we have roast beef for dinner? It's my favorite. Reality. You have to work hard to make your dreams become reality. Obvious. It's obvious that you have feelings for Maria. You smile whenever she enters the room. Spice. Add some spice to the food to make it tastier. Flavor. This dish is delicious. It has so much flavor. Cocktail. Martha went to a bar after work to have a few cocktails.